95.5, today's hits and yesterday's favorites. And no matter what comes at you today, shake it
just
off.
Just shake it right
Taylor
off.
Swift with advice and the most music for your workday and the commercial-free hour.
That never We're gets minutes old, away that advice, to shake it off.
No, just shake it off with a lot of things.
True.
It is 8:14 and we have a temp of 40 degrees, lots of sunshine. Going to be a spectacular, beautiful day.
Yes.
And it
In
is
this beautiful,
a beautiful
month.
Yeah, it's a beautiful month and a beautiful day because on last Friday, we played Beat the Pump. And Carolyn Houston actually was our Beat the Pump winner. And then it started into a conversation because Carolyn Houston was talking to us about a lot of things. And
yeah, she's an author.
Yeah.
So we just, you know, you got talking and then she emailed us about Autism Awareness Month and it was Autism Awareness Day.
That she won Beat the Pump on.
I know. So we learned, and it's great to learn about our listeners and she is just spectacular. I'm like, whoa, look at you. So Carolyn, welcome.
Hi.
Back at it again. We talked last week, winning, and now winning at life. You and your son, this is really incredible. How many books have you written?
I have 12 picture books written about children with autism.
Amazing. Right, because you're something that you are going through yourself. Yes?
Yes, yes.
So
James was diagnosed at 26 months.
Okay.
And is now 12.
All right.
Got it.
And he is an author himself, is he not?
Yes, he helped co-author the last book, I Am James, which came out in March of 2020.
Amazing.
Awesome.
That is just incredible.
After I got my phone.
Yes.
Well, hello,
that.
James.
Hi, James.
It's good to have you with us. And since it is, you know, Autism Awareness Month, how about letting us...
James, I'm happy I was not...
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And Carolyn, James would like to read his book to our listeners. Is that correct?
Yes, he would.
Okay,
fantastic. Can't wait to hear it.
Okay, ready? Go ahead.
I'm James. I was not always happy when I was younger. I could not tell people what I wanted or needed. I would get very angry and throw things. And sometimes I would... My temper tantrums would last for hours. I would put all the bookshelf duties off the shelves. My mother called my doctor. My mom thought I had autism. My doctor said I was too cuddly. My mom knew I needed more help. I began to work with a speech therapist, a developmental therapist, an occupational therapist, and a physical therapist. After I turned to a special doctor, said I had autism. We moved forward straight away so I could get more help in less than 2 weeks. Go at a school for kids with special needs. I still had problems talking. I learned new ways to let people know what I wanted or needed. I started using pictures and moved on computer programs. When I was 4.5 years old, I said my first unprompted phrase, hashtag Patrick's Day. We always celebrate this accomplishment by thanking those who have helped me. I like playing in the water. I need an adult nearby. I'm in or near the water, near water. Swim lessons are important for me. Do you like swimming? Sometimes when I was little, I needed help see things. My grandpa loved to help me. A few months before I turned 5, I started kindergarten, and I was excited to learn and to make new friends. My teachers taught me how to read, write, and do math. My favorite subject is social studies. What is yours? I like when my mommy comes to school and reads the books about me. It helps my friends get to know me better. At school, I learned that I am a superstar. I also learned that I can be successful at anything I want if I try hard enough. After school and on the weekends, I like to go hiking and explore outdoors. Sometimes I go with my family and other times with friends or Cub Scouts. I like to travel. Sometimes we bring extra adults to help me stay safe. When I travel, I like to track where I go so far. I have been to 37 states. What states have you visited? I'm interested in learning about the president of the United States. Abraham Lincoln's my favorite. One year I've been dressed up as him for Halloween. Who's your favorite president? What is something you'd like to learn about? I'm very busy being able to try many activities. Let's see what I like to, and what I don't. Well, I started riding horses when I was 2. When I was 6 years old, I started skiing. I ski at Double H Ranch, a ski area that's just for kids with special needs. Each time I go, volunteers teach me to be a better skier. Soon I hope to be able to ski at a regular ski area. Now I'm in 5th grade. I sit the chorus at school and participate in dance performances with my classmates. People are amazed at the progress I have made. I'm happy and proud when they say that. One problem that many people with autism is having is make friends. When I wanted to dress up as Prince Philip for Halloween, a classmate offered to be Aurora. When I am out in community, I look for my friends everywhere I go. I usually find at least one or two. They make me smile.
Where is it? Front page.
I love spending time with my friends. They make me happy and make me smile. Thank you for reading my books.
Aww.
James, I am just so amazed by you. Wow. What a wonderful, wonderful thing you have done. And you read that so well. And what an inspiration to so many. For someone to read this who has gone through this, it really could help so many kids.
Yes.
It could help families. I love that it was interactive and that you asked what they like. And we're nodding along thinking, well, I like that too. I am so impressed by you, James. You did such a great job. And
fantastic.
I'm sure your mommy is so proud of you.
Thank you.
Thank you for reading that to us.
Yes, we are so proud to know a lot more about James. But I know that a lot more people in the Capital Region know a lot more about autism. And because of you, you are a platform and you are an inspiration to so many, James. And we thank you for your time this morning, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You got it, James. And Carolyn, we thank you so much for how this came about.
I'm really glad that you reached out. That was pretty incredible. Great job, Mom.
Well, and I know with James's challenges, this was a pretty big platform to get on.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
To get on the radio in front of, 60,000 people at least sometimes. Yeah. So this is we're
big moment.
You made a moment for a lot of people this morning, a lot of individuals, and we thank you for that.
Thanks.
Thanks. Don't be strangers, all right?
Take care, James.
Take care, James.
We thank you.
Bye.
Bye,
James. Bye. And thank you, Carolyn. Thanks
thank
for being
so
part
much.
Of the Breakfast Club.
All right, bye.
Bless you guys.
It's our way of saying thanks for listening.